So you got this recorded. So anything and everything you can do to clear out your energy and not to feel guilty about, don't do what I did, because then I went through the guilt that this was happening. But you know, it's all purposeful. There's just all purpose. But the more that you can clear out that energy and cover with white light, so you cover her with white light, call in spirit to support that. So let me just see if there's anything else besides that. And say her name one more time.
Jolie.
And say her name.
Olivia.
Powerhouse. She's going to blow you away. Blow you away. I want to say the guys are going to have trouble keeping up with her because she's telepathic. You can't fib on her. You cannot fib on her. She will know. She's going to give them a run for their money.
She caught me with the Tooth Fairy recently.
Yeah, she knows. She's
like, why did you? I saw you.
Yeah.
And I said, because the Tooth Fairy didn't, and I felt bad. And she was like, Mommy, you shouldn't have done that. She'll come another night. I was like, all right. She'll come another night. I'm sorry.
And say her name again, please.
Olivia.
Can you say it one more time?
Olivia.
She can read. She can read, so she can tune into someone's heart and receive information. She works on levels beyond the level that we're working. Like, we're opening up to those other levels and doing a nice job, I may add. She just naturally has it.
She's a queen. When I did ayahuasca, her and my older daughter came to me, and she had a large bald head, a little body, and like a magic wand, and she and my other daughter was with her, and she looked more like a butterfly with big wings, and they were both together, and they said, and she said to me, stand up. And I was like, okay. And she goes, are you ready to accept your crown?
Yeah.
I said I guess. And she immediately I turned into this beautiful like goddess, and she put the crown on my head, and she said, you've got your crown now. You're a goddess, you need to wear it. When I left, I came home. The girls were with a friend that weekend, and they were so excited, they couldn't wait to see me. They had gifts for me, and the first thing she pulled out of the bag was a crown that she bought for me at the store.
That is so cool.
And Mercedes nearly fell over. And it was just so powerful, and such a follow-through, and just confirmation for me that she is that queen.
Like, she's
me, it, like, surpasses me in another life, in another realm.
Yeah.
In enormous, diverse ways.
She's working on multidimensional levels, and the beautiful thing about her is that it's here to stay. She's not going to lose it. She's not going to have to like do everything that we did to create it. I so get that. Thank you. She's going to retain it in a huge way. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be some blips. You know, I've got Mr. High Consciousness at home. So call me anytime you have any questions, because I've been raising Mr. Telepathic too. It's challenging. It's challenging because you're raising someone that no one understands, because there aren't a lot of them on the planet yet, so people haven't like worked with this consciousness. But you're really raising a Buddha or a Kuan Yin. You're raising a multidimensional being, and everything that means. So you do have the energy issue, but to the best of your ability, just keep working on keeping that energy good and clearing yourself. And I'm not perfect, so don't think that you're talking to someone that does it perfectly. But I've done it. I've done it one way enough to know, to remember to try to do it the right way, and it works. It really works. And now it's just like what I do. You know, if you have food in the disposal, you know, you run the disposal, and I just do it so automatically. So that's all, but fantastic.
Thank
fantastic
you.
Energy. Well, hi, how can we help you? Sorry it's running late, guys.
I just want to start by saying, I don't know why this is new to me. And I don't know why, but when you opened up with how you caught summons in my car, I got super hot.
Wow.
On top of that, each individual we went through, I'm sitting stuck, I get hot. But when you finished it, I felt the cool breeze. But when you lock in on the next one, hot again.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
I know you're married to her, so I suspect that you do something wonderful.
And if it's possible, I had a brother that lost, you know, he passed about 18 months ago. Mm-hmm. And if it's possible, I want to know, you know, what he has to say and or what they have to say to me.
Okay. And did you say it was a brother that passed
yes.
away? Okay, I'm so sorry to hear about that. Okay, so Ramon, please. And welcome. So nice to have you. You have great energy, by the way. You really do. You really, really do. I feel like you do healing work also. Are you aware of that? Yeah. You want to heal him, but I feel like he you're powerful in your own right. Okay, so one moment, please. And say your first name, please.
Daryl.
And say it again, please.
Daryl.
You guys both talk so softly. What is that? At least I know there's no screaming in your house. You guys whisper. So funny. All right, so one moment, Daryl. And say it one more time, please.
Daryl.
And say it again, please.
Daryl.
He wants you to come home. I don't mean that like your time on Earth short or anything. I mean it from a, what do I mean it from? One moment, please. And say your name and your brother's name, please.
Daryl Marvin.
And say his name one more time.
Marvin.
One moment, please. And say his name one more time, please.
Marvin.
And say it one more time, please.
Marvin.
He is I don't want to say he's concerned, but he's kind of watching things from afar. And he wants to help you make proper choices. I don't feel like you're going to make like a bad choice that is going to create a problem. More so that you have opportunity for great advancement and healing in your own right. And he wants to see you bring that to yourself. And that's what he means by it's time to come home. In other words, it's time to like come home to kind of step what I would call stepping into your power, your truth. I feel like power is not your issue, but there is something that you kind of tend to skirt. Like I'm watching it spiritually. Like you go here, and it's almost like the right answer, not the right answer, but the right position is right here. And you go here, and you go shoop, and you keep going shoop. And what it reminds me of is I've been working on trans-channeling. And apparently the way they describe it to me is exactly how I see your energy, that it comes in, and because I have like a fear of it, it comes in and goes shoop. That's what they tell me. It goes in and it goes out. And so when I watch you, you kind of like go right near it, but you never land. You keep going right next to it. So what is it? What is it that you're trying to land here? And say your first name, please.
Daryl.
And say it one more time.
Daryl.
Is there something that you're trying to accomplish that you want to accomplish that you know that you could accomplish? That, yeah. What?
Be a better husband.
Be a better husband.
Mm-hmm. Get my family back together, you know, so united.
Yeah.
Together.
Oh, that's interesting. And he's saying, come back home. And say name again, please.
Daryl.
And say it one more time.
Daryl.
You're going to do it. You're going to do it in terms of coming back home. I feel like it's an energetic thing that there are aspects of self that you have an opportunity to grow into, that you have doubted your ability to get there, thinking it's never going to happen. Well, maybe not in this lifetime. You know, I thought it would, but it's just not going to. I feel like it is going to. I'm getting chills. It requires, oh my gosh, Daryl, if I could tell you my story. I've had a personal challenge that I've come to face in the past week, and it's been heart-wrenching for me. And I honestly still don't know that I'm going to live through it, the ordeal. But they see me doing great things. Years from now, that means I'm still alive on the planet and I succeeded. I mean, it's really scary to me. It really is. I mean, it's just taking everything I have to deal with this. Nevertheless, it's been foretold that somehow I'm going to get through this. That's how I feel about you. Like, when you tune in, it just kind of feels like, you know, maybe next lifetime I'll try to master this. Like, it's too late for me. It's too far gone. It isn't. That's their holy point. It's hard. It's hard. You know, I keep a strong face, but inside I'm terrified. But I trust spirit more than I'm terrified. And that's how it feels. It feels like I don't know how to do this. You do. You will get there. And say your name again, please. And say it one more time.
Daryl.
You're stronger than you think. And what they mean by that is you have the ability to be, and sorry I'm going over, but this is important. You have the ability to be with what you don't think you can be with. I recently saw Ben Vereen, and he changed my life. He changed my life. My son took a master class in drama with him. This man did what years of therapy could not do for me. And he told me, he told the class that it has something to do with fear. You know, and I posted that on my Facebook the other day. And it's basically like, don't run from fear, because inside of fear is the greatest gift you've been waiting for on earth. There are some things that you're just fearful of going there. You're just fearful of looking there. It's going to change your life. Not only is it going to change and heal your relationships, your home life, or whatever, but it's going to change who you believe Daryl to be. It's not easy. I mean, call me up. I will totally get it, because I'm going through my own stuff. You will transform. How do I say this? As important as your relationship is, as important as your home life is, it's what they're saying is it's the because you want that to heal or whatever, that becomes the tool. I so get this. That becomes the tool, the vehicle for you transforming the energy that you're bringing into this incarnation for the benefit of you and the planet in a huge way. And it's taking this to get your attention, because nothing else would get you to do this work. But the love that you have for the family, whatever, is getting you to go where like no man's gone before, certainly no Daryl's gone before. But it's you're going to get the good stuff of the relationship and all that. And not, I don't want to say most importantly, because you would think that's the most important. But to be honest, there's something even more important beyond that. And that's the prize for doing this work. And this is kind of the symptom that's getting your attention for like the mastery healing that's really going on. And I'll leave you with that. Thank you for being here. And that's huge. Thank you for receiving that message. Your brother's got your back. Your brother's totally aware of what's going on. And he's got your back. Mm-hmm. How do you talk after that? I mean, really, how do you talk? It's huge. It's really huge. Hi.
Masters, maybe could give me some guidance. I know the last time we spoke about receiving, and I've been obviously working on that. I've been unable to still manifest work, and it's been a long time, and I'd like to know if they can give me some guidance in regards to that, mm-hmm. or a reason why they feel like it's in my highest and best good that I have limited work, mm-hmm. something of that nature, and if they don't answer any of that, and they can tell me whatever they'd like me to know.
Okie dokie. One mom, please. And say your first name, please.
Carrie.
And say it one more time, please.
Carrie.
Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. And say your name one more time, please.
Carrie.
You've got crystals all around you. Do you work with crystals at home?
Not really.
I've got this like crystal cluster. So it's kind of like one spoke, like her crystals, but maybe 25, 30 of them, like in this like I've seen it. Like, here's the platform, and here are all the different crystals. Nope. But they're huge, huge, very powerful, actually. You're getting support for healing. I feel like those crystals are there to support your healing. And say your name again, please.
Carrie.
You've got someone praying on your behalf. You've got someone working, supporting your healing. Okay, so why you don't have work right now? And say your name again, please. And say it one more time.
Carrie.
It's about your healing. It's about your healing. The time will come when you, do you ever want to do seminars, workshops? I see you co-facilitating something. You're not doing it by yourself, you're doing it with someone, and you're having like the time of your life. Like, you just think it's the bit, like you won the lottery. Like, you're in your glory. So work is coming, and I do feel, and say your name one more time.
Carrie.
Yeah, it's workshops. Like workshops, seminars, and you're doing it with someone, and what you're coming to recognize is that it's more fun to work in twos, it's more fun to work together than separate. You know, being the lone wolf gets lonely, and the tandem thing just kind of works for you because you just have fun and there's no pressure, because it's sort of like anything you don't know. Well, what do you think? You know, it's like it's all good kind of thing. I see you doing workshops. I see you doing workshops, and good, successful ones, like $1,000 coming in, like money coming in. But for right now, I feel like it's about your healing. That I feel like the universe has other ways to keep you sustained, supported than I don't know why that individual work doesn't feel energetically like, I guess it's for your best and highest for whatever reason. I don't know if it's because you'd be processing their energies or, you know, and you've got enough.
So it's happening on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there's enough on your plate. Like when I started doing these groups and the individuals, until I learned how to clear energy, I thought I was going insane because I was processing people's depression and people's fear. And the thing is that when you process it, it attaches to your stuff. So you don't realize that it's someone else's energy. You think you're just in fear, or you think you're just depressed, or it started making me physically ill. And like until I learned how to balance all that, in the beginning, I was like, I don't think I can do this. You know, and I still have my moments. So for some reason, it's like an energetic taxing thing that they just don't want you to have. And they have other ways to make sure that you have food on your table kind of thing.
I need an update.
You need more food on the table. Yeah. But I do see you. I don't know how long it's going to be. Carrie, say your name again, please.
Carrie.
A year and a half, maybe 2 years.
Definitely need food on the table
before
now.
Then. A year and a half, 2 years, or something. I see you doing workshops with somebody else, a female, and you love it. You really love it. You're like, oh, I should have done this years ago, kind of thing. Like you're happy. You're happy. You're much happier than you even thought possible. So I'll just leave you with that.
Is there any angle that they can just give me?
What do you mean by angle?
Any angle about what that's going to be like, you know, what direction that's going to be in?
I think you're just going to manifest that. What do you do?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the subject.
Oh, healing, transforming, like transformational something or other. You want details. One moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Carrie.
Some kind of like makeover in consciousness. And what they're showing me is this show I watched with my son and his little friend one time. Oh, what the heck was that called? It's a guy and a girl, and the girl's got that gray stripe in front of her black hair. And they do like a whole wardrobe makeover.
Like,
they go through your wardrobe and like you're allowed to have these two pieces and the rest go, and then all like they teach them how to dress. It's a like a rehaul in consciousness. Obviously, you're not going to address someone, but it's like really it's raising consciousness, and you're good at it too. Like you and your partner, you guys are really good. And it's fun. It's fun. I'll leave you with this. The feeling I have is if you did get work, even though you would enjoy it, it would be at a lower level of consciousness or energy than it's going to be later on. So, like, I know you got to wait and you don't like that, but when you do it, it's going to be higher energy for both parties, not just for the client, for you too. Now it's going to be like a work cost, even though, like, your heart's in the right place. I mean, you got such a good heart, but it's going to, it feels like work. It feels like a mule. I don't know if it's because you're energetically depleted. I don't know if it's because you're going through your own stuff or whatever, but it's just going to be at a higher vibration for like a zillion reasons when it does come to you. And it's going to be workshops with somebody, another female, and you're going to love it. Oh. And not least, second to last. Hi, welcome. Nice to have you. Sorry for the length. Oh, my goodness. Getting so late. And how can we help you?
I have no questions. I'm connected to spirit. I am in my flow of my own fulfillment.
So awesome.
Whatever spirit
does. Lay it on you, huh? Okay, so a moment. Nice to have you. And can you say your first name, please?
Nick.
And say it one more time, please?
Nick.
Okay, one moment, Nick, because I just heard the door. And once a mom, always a mom, because you always tune into kids first. Okay. And say your name again, please?
Nick.
And say it one more time, please.
Nick.
You've got a divine appointment coming. So are you wanting to start something, looking to start something, a spiritual gift, a business, something new coming? What's new coming your way? I mean, it's literally about a walk in the door. Nothing comes to mind.
Yeah, I'm on my path. I've already seen it. I'm walking it right now. And I know there's stuff always coming in.
Right.
Opening
and what's your path?
I'm a healer.
You're a healer. And what kind of healer?
Energetic.
Energetic.
Also, I would say a master teacher. I'm here to do work in this world.
Okay, so you're a master teacher, healer kind of person. Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that would explain your energy. You got good energy, which you know. And yet, you've got a door opening. All right, so one moment, please. And say your name again, please.
Nick.
And say it one more time, please.
Nick.
Are you calling in like new masters to work with you? Are you calling in new abilities? Like there's someone's coming.
Well, I just connected with one of my new ascended masters that I've been working with.
Okay, and which one is that?
Kutumi.
Well, good for you. You guys suddenly smell incense? You smell that? No.
I smelled it like a half an hour ago.
And I forgot to do incense today. I was running around.
I did go over it with incense before I left on the paint.
Maybe that's what it was. Because earlier, like this whiff of something came to me, and I was like,
I kind of.
No, I think it's Nick incense. It's strong. I mean, it's like really strong. It's pungent. It's like pungent. It's all right. So let me see what I can bring through. There's something you've got this new skill coming in. You may think that this is it, but I don't feel like it is. I feel like something new is coming in. Yeah. All right. So one moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Nick.
And say it one more time.
Nick.
All right, one moment. I see him. I'm trying to figure out what he's trying to say. One moment, please. I will say this. I'm trying to get I feel the energy. I'm trying to get it to come down further. You're going to love Kutumi in that he's very, how do I say, he's very resourceful, like very practical. Like, not that all the Ascended Masters aren't wonderful, but they all tend to have different energies, different aspects of divinity. And he's not, to me at least, he's not like up in the sky or ethereal. He's more like practical, like this is how you manifest in the linear world, that kind of thing. I'll tell you what they're showing me, and I'm trying to figure out what the message is. They're showing me like a painting where there's a painting, but then lo and behold, like the museum takes an x-ray of it, and there's actually another painting underneath it. And then I see this gentleman. I'm trying to figure out if it's Katumi or if it's actually you. I suspect it's you. And there's like a scene, but you're kind of like, how do I say it? So like if there's just a scene of people or whatever, you're kind of in the corner of the room. Yeah, I get this. You come into different dimensional realities to help the society ascend in consciousness is what it is. So I get that because I see you, and what they're telling me is you're not a shapeshifter, but on the other side, I guess you're a master level or whatever, as we all are, but you in particular, you choose to incarnate, so it's sort of like, I don't know how this works. Apparently, it's already over, but because, you know, our consciousness is still playing it out, not aware that it's over. So what the masters are doing, and that would be all of us, is that we choose to incarnate at like different time periods to kind of help speed things up. So we look at, what they're saying is like, we look at where we could be most effective. So you'll be like, oh, okay, I'm gonna come into this 19th century England, or I'm gonna come into this time period. And I see you, it's sort of like, I'm getting the chills. You go into these different time frames, kind of like you can kind of bleep yourself in and bleep yourself out and kind of check it out and be like, okay, yeah, this is where if I do this and I touch these people, then this won't happen. And then, because the whole idea is we're trying to collapse time and however everyone's consciousness just be aware of the ascended end effect rather than playing out the pain and the drama and the fear and all that. You're very good. And that's what you're doing in this lifetime is what they're saying. And so what the imagery is with the painting. And say your name one more time, please.
Nick.
Say it one more time, please.
Nick.
Do you trans channel?
I do channel.
Do you trans channel? What kind of channeling do you do?
Just through my work, through when I treat people. And writing and this.
Okay. So here's my really strong prediction. And say your name one more time, please.
Nick.
You're going to have some very exciting, powerful energies coming through you in a very, very short period of time.
I was just talking about that today.
Uh-huh. Right?
Like actually teaching through me.
Exactly. You got it. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Well deserved. Well deserved. You are a master in your own right.
Mm-hmm.
Very welcome. Last but not least, thank you so much for indulging me so I can bring through a message here. And say your name again, please.
Maura.
And say it one more time, please.
Maura.
Lady. Well, I can feel you energetically. You know who you feel like to me is Amma. Do you know Amma? Divine Mother. Divine Mother.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I feel like
that. Okay, well, you feel like that to me, too.
I am feeling like it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And say your name one more time, please.
Maura.
You're ready to come out of the closet, my love.
Yeah. I'm already out from under the bed.
You really are.
So don't bully me. Yeah, but now I'm
yeah, I won't push you. I won't open up the blinds or anything.
They're always like pushing me to get out, but I am.
You have just begun, my love. This is how I feel. They're showing me like the 60s kind of thing, like it's all groovy and everything.
I love the 60s.
Okay, I love the 60s too. Okay, so here's the thing. The reason they're showing this to me is because what they did was like basically they just let it all out. And say your name again, please.
Maura.
Oh my God, I am so happy that I know you at this time in your life. You were about to just totally let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, I could feel it.
Yeah.
Big stuff, right?
Huge. God bless you. And I really mean that because you're going to help so many people. You're going to touch so many lives.
I know. I love that.
Yeah.
I'm so happy.
I love that too for you because it's your time. And you're absolutely right about your son doing his thing. It's forcing you, kind of like Daryl and myself, and I'm sure everybody else, it's forcing you to look at your own reflection. Yeah.
I have to.
It's.
Well, he's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, and but you both showed, opened it up for me. I meant that.
Aww.
I can see it all happen.
It's an honor, my love. It's my that's you've got it going on. There's nothing really else for you to say except it's fantastic. Carry on, and I love you. Mm-hmm. Indeed, we know our time is limited, so we will simply say this. Our love surrounds you. Please take this quite literally. You see, with each breath, our holy presence remains. So enjoy our time together with you. You see, as you continue to accelerate, as you open and expand, you will realize the literal truth of this. So call on us. Enjoy blending energies. Enjoy blending energies. Until next time, we remain. Namaste.